The European Commission will publish a discussion paper on ending national vetoes in tax policy later today. It says the requirement for unanimity in tax policy has held back too many policy changes. And you know what that means? Renewed speculation about whether Ireland's corporation tax arrangements are under threat. Let's talk to our economics correspondent, Sean Whelan. Sean, tell us about this discussion paper. What's it likely to say?
Well, it's likely to say that the commissioner, or certainly the commissioner for taxation, Pierre Moscovici, is fed up of national vetoes in the taxation policy area, that this is just holding back too many things. Well, he would say that, wouldn't he? The whole idea of having a veto is precisely to be able to hold things back and stop things from happening. And the member states have this veto. It's written into the European treaties, and they want to hang on to it. So he knows he's onto a hiding for to nothing, at least in terms of the lifetime of this commission, which is, the next 9 months or so, but he still wants to get the ball rolling on a debate, because he reckons that sooner or later something has got to be done about the veto in taxation policy area. He's not, of course, the first commissioner to think something ought to be done about it and try to get a debate going, but nevertheless he is going to get a debate going, and he's going to propose a four-step approach to phasing out or winding down the use of vetoes in taxation policy.
What's the reaction likely to be from the government here?
Well, what do you think? the Dr. No of taxation policy. But it's not just the Irish government who are going to oppose this. I gather they've already spoken out against it when the ideas were first out.
Ah, and with that, it seems Sean is gone. We'll just see if he's there. Hello, Sean. Nope, that line has definitely gone down. We'll take a quick break and hopefully we'll be able to return to him in a moment. Sean Whelan is back with us. Sean, you were telling us about Ireland's likely reaction to this European Commission discussion paper on ending national vetoes and tax policy. Are other countries, are other governments likely to agree with the government here?
Yes, they are likely to agree. We've heard that Sweden, Cyprus and Malta have already spoken out along with the Irish against this proposal. We suspect others are going to as well. If you know, recall that Ireland is part of this evolving new group of smaller northern countries. They call themselves the New Hanseatic League, but it's basically the Nordic states, the Baltic states, Holland, and possibly Belgium and Luxembourg may be joining them as well. But they, not necessarily as a group, but individually, are probably going to come against this deal. Some of the Central and Eastern European countries, like the Czechs, may also do so as well. We're not sure about the Germans. Traditionally, they like to stick with the French, but I don't think they're going to be massively unhappy if other people do the spade work on this one and pull the matter down. I don't get a sense that they're in the mood for big changes on taxation at the EU policy level. Indeed, their new leader of the CDU, Madame Kramp-Karrenbauer, yesterday was speaking out in favour of tax cuts in Germany to try and head off a downturn to the economy there. So this is probably not the time to be looking at EU tax harmonisation as far as they're concerned.
So given that scale of opposition then, why is Pierre Moscovici doing this?
Because he still thinks that it's an issue worth talking through. Not necessarily tying it to any specific taxation measure, but as a general principle, if you like, of the European Union. He's saying it affects areas like climate change policy, because sometimes as part of the climate change plan, where they might want to be introducing tax measures to push down on the use of greenhouse gas inducing fuels, for example, trying to coordinate member states to do that simultaneously is very difficult at an EU level, because all the member states have the power to do these tax measures individually, and of course some of them mightn't want to do it at the particular time that other people want them to do it. So that's one example. The other one, of course, is the completing the single market, and that's of course the very tricky one, and that's where the question of Irish corporation tax, for example, would come into it. Does that distort the single market? That can become a very open-ended measure. So you can see there's lots of potential for conflict in here, but also lots of potential for the European Commission, certainly, to say if you want to get a more improved, more streamlined, better functioning single market, then you really need to start looking at measures to introduce some kind of harmonization, some kind of level playing field on the taxation area, and that would require unanimity. The only way, of course, that you can get from unanimous voting to the use of qualified majority voting on these decision-making measures is to have unanimity.
Unanimity to scrap unanimity, in other words.
Exactly. So all it takes is one country to say no, and that's it.
All right. Listen, Sean, thanks a million for that. I can say with certainty that we'll be returning to this at some stage. Our economics correspondent, Sean Whelan.